Audio Guide to Time Travel. Introduction. Quote, "The point of traveling is not to arrive, but to return home laden with pollen. You shall work up into honey the mind feeds on." End quote. This is from the Welsh poet Ronald S. Thomas. I'm Sharon Finnegan, and I'd like to tell you about the circumstances of the work in my Blue Mountain Gallery 08 show, with material from journals I kept on my travels landscape painting. You may pick up a list of the paintings at the gallery's desk to follow my references. Entries from the journals are indicated by the dates they were originally written. They are not necessarily directly about the paintings, but about the experience of each place. Every May since 2000, I have gone on an artist-in-residency program somewhere around the North Atlantic coasts. Heading north in May was about avoiding spring tree pollen in New York City, which I turned into an advantage in places that enabled me to work undisturbed for 1 to 2 months at a time. What had been the most dysfunctional time of year became for me the most productive. Part 1. Cornwall, England. Number 1. Brisson's Veor is the painting to your left as you enter. It is the Brisson's Veor Charitable Trust's cottage, an old tin mine counting house with thick stone walls perched on a cliff on a small peninsula sticking out into the Atlantic. Perhaps the most thrilling residency program I participated in, it is on Cape Cornwall in the southwestern corner of England, only the Coast Guard stations further out on the Cape. After a visit from my mother, I wrote on May 26, 2000, quote, "Finally, here to muse, to be solitary, maybe to be a little lonely." Number 2, Brisson's series, is 7 small paintings done from that cottage. I focused on this view with my morning cup of tea, and I watched it all day until darkness around 11 p.m. The Cornish name of the house, Brisson's Veor, means View of the Brissons, offshore rocks famous for causing shipwrecks. This series is a record of observations done at different times during my 4 stays alone at Brisson's Veor, the only residency that I went to multiple times. The size is partially due to the need to do changing conditions quickly, and as my style can be meticulous, this was easier to accomplish on a small scale. Plus, I like work that fits into a suitcase. May 27th, 2000. I want everyone I care about to know this place, and yet I want it all to myself. I want to know exactly when the tides go in and out, what phase of the moon we're in, what the habits of the seals and dolphins are. I want to watch the sky and sea and all their constant changing. Nature really is overwhelming here. The wind blows the clouds by so quickly. I hear the wind more than the waves. Number 3. Land's End is looking south down the coast. I could see the southwestern tip of England, called Land's End, about 5 kilometers away, a subject I did frequently. You can also see number 6, the same subject. I did it in different mediums as well, and you can see my fog charcoals from this view on the drawings wall, and another is among the night paintings. Number 5. Windowsill, Cornwall, is one of 3 I did of a still life of found objects in the house. May 2nd, 2002. Terrific wind, although sunny today. Hard to work outside. May 22nd, 02. Returning from town, I saw what looked like a cloud, dark, moving across the sea to the Cape. What stinging rain! It made puddles in my pockets. I started 2 tiny indoor oils, trying to make the best of it. Number 7. Priest's Cove, Low Tide, is the cove the house overlooks, where I would go to paint the large rocks at low tide on sunny days. What I had not anticipated is how much they changed every day with the outgoing tide, so you're really looking at several days' arrangements of the rocks. I liked sitting below the horizon line and looking at these giant eggs the sea had laid. May 14th, 04. Such great, strong forms around here. June 4th, 2000. Last night, thinking how the wave sounded restless and irregular, is that about different streams of bodies of water meeting around the Cape? Or is it just the way I hear it? A relentless sound, really. End part 1.